good effort you.
I mean, the thing is, like.
Can I have the salmon, please?
Hello?
Ask me if I can.
Literally.
That was a clip from the viral YouTube video, Miami Girls Say.
So the makers of those videos were definitely onto something in recognizing that Miami English is unique.
Professor Philip Carter from FIU studies how culture and language work together.
He says even though this portrayal is exaggerated, it's pretty accurate.
Carter says Miami's dialect is fairly young.
He calls it a dialect, but we're calling it an accent.
Let's go back to old Miami. People are sitting on porches just like any other southern town.
Well, tell us what it was like to be a child in Miami growing up at the turn of the century.
Here's a recording from 1976. Someone who grew up in Miami is interviewing someone else who grew up here.
No lights, no telephones, and
no roads.
To go to town, it was a little trail. You followed it through the woods and to go to Miami by wagon.
In 1959, Fidel Castro came to power and lots of Cubans came to South Florida.
And as immigration from Cuba and Latin America continued, Miami had a new generation of kids learning English surrounded by Spanish speakers.
When people ask me where I'm from, I usually say I'm from Miami because I feel like I grew up here mostly because I came here at such a young age.
Nicolas Espinosa is 23. He came from Argentina when he was 10. He says if he lived someplace else, he might not still have an accent.
This is the culture itself. It's just surrounded by Hispanics and just you deal with it all the time. So it will always stay there.
Michelle Antelo was born and raised in Miami. Her parents are Cuban.
My first language was Spanish, but I got into English really quickly, and then we stopped speaking Spanish at home.
We gave Nicholas and Michelle a sentence to highlight the characteristics of the Miami accent.
When it's wildly hot in Miami.
Wildly hot in Miami.
I like to travel.
From South Beach to Fort Lauderdale.
In my turquoise truck.
Turquoise truck to buy a good milkshake.
For comparison, here's WLRN's Ariana Prothero, who has a pretty standard American accent.
When it's wildly hot in Miami, I like to travel from South Beach to Fort Lauderdale in my turquoise truck to buy a good milkshake.
Okay, let's take a closer look. Notice the L's in wildly.
When it's wildly hot in Miami.
Wildly hot in Miami.
Wildly hot.
Wildly hot.
Wildly hot.
Wildly hot in Miami.
In Miami English, the L sound is heavier because the tongue spends more time on the roof of the mouth.
And here, in the words Fort Lauderdale, the T tends to get buried under the L. Listen.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. From South Beach to Fort Lauderdale.
South Beach to Fort Lauderdale.
To Fort Lauderdale.
And listen for the O's in turquoise.
In my turquoise truck.
Turquoise truck.
Turquoise.
Turquoise.
Turquoise truck.
Turquoise truck to buy a good milkshake.
Professor Carter says some vowels sound different than in standard American English because some of them don't exist in Spanish.
English tends to have a 11 vowel system. A, I, E, I, O, U, and so on, right? And plus some sounds like I, ow. Spanish, in contrast, tends to have a 5-vowel system. A, A, E, O, U.
So those characteristics are what make up a lot of the Miami accent.
Which is still pretty young.
Miami is in a moment of change. I'm Julia Duba.
And I'm Gabriella Watts in Miami.